It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd District in Massachusetts. He's a Democrat in office since 1997. So in the last Congress, you were the chair of the Rules Committee. And the other day, the Rules Committee had an emergency meeting that you were not very impressed with. Tell us why.
It was an emergency meeting, basically, to bring to the floor a bill that was a press release to attack Vice President Kamala Harris. I mean, there's a lot of emergencies we need to deal with. But bringing a bill that does nothing, I mean, a bill that complained about the border crisis, but there's not a single penny in the bill to deal with the border crisis. A bill that criticized Kamala Harris on dealing with fentanyl, yet the bill doesn't even, you know, it doesn't provide any money for that at all. It doesn't do anything to help combat that crisis. I mean, it is basically a talking point, an RNC press release. I mean, we have to pass appropriation bills. We have to get stuff done, right? And yet this is the junk, the garbage that these guys bring to the floor. Yeah, so I did push back and call this a waste of time that I think does great damage to this institution.
So let's talk about the presidential race now. First of all, did you agree with President Biden's decision to step aside from the race?
Yep. Yeah. I respect the president for making a decision that puts the country ahead of his own personal ambitions. Look, it's not easy for politicians to ride off into the sunset, you know, to basically forego the next election, especially if you're president of the United States. And I think President Biden feels he has a lot more to offer the country. And he made a decision based on the fact that, you know, the polls and the strategists were telling him that he could not defeat Donald Trump, that too much of the focus was on his health and on his well-being. And that's where the discussion would get stuck. And I think the president feared that we would not be talking about issues that really matter to people. And so he, you know, made this selfless announcement that he would forego running again and instead focus on governing this country, trying to get more done. So I applaud the president for his decision. I think Donald Trump getting elected president would be a danger to our democracy, would be a disaster for our economy. And I think the president understands that. And as a result of that, he made the decision he did.
Do you think Democrats have a better chance with Vice President Harris leading the ticket?
I do. I mean, I think there's great excitement out there. People are calling to volunteer who had never been involved in political campaigns before. And there's another reason why I think Democrats' chances look good, and that is the Republicans are having a meltdown. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at the vice president, trying to smear her good name. I don't think they're being very successful in what they're trying to do, but they are in panic mode. So I've got a bounce in my step. I think we're very much in the running, and I think there's a really good shot that she will be the first female president of the United States.
Do you know Vice President Harris well? Have you had side conversations with her?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't know her super well, but I mean, I've had many conversations with her, and I have great respect for her, and I really think she would be a great leader for our country. I would be proud to have her as president of the United States, and I think a lot of people share my view on that. She's extraordinarily accomplished, and from my dealings with her, she's just a good human being, and I think that's a good characteristic to have in a president.
Would you rather be the chair of rules again, or maybe agriculture secretary?
No, I want to be chairman of the rules committee again if I can. That would be my hope, but I care deeply about agriculture, and I care deeply about who the next secretary of agriculture will be. Again, I want a secretary of agriculture who understands agriculture in New England. You know, we are not big, mega corporate farms. We are small and medium-sized farms. And I want the administration's policy to be one that supports our medium and small farms, that understands their importance to local economies, to good food, and to the environment.
Who do you like for the number two slot on Harris's ticket?
You know, I they all seem pretty impressive to me, those who have been mentioned. I'm good friends with Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. I served with him in the House for many years. I'm a big fan of Pete Buttigieg. He's been mentioned as well. These other governors are all very, very impressive. So I don't think she can go wrong with picking anybody from the list that's been floating out there publicly.
Let me ask you this. There were calls from Elise Stefanik, the Northern New York Congresswoman, and Speaker Johnson for President Biden to step down altogether if he's not willing to run for a second term. I'm wondering if you think that has any merit.
That's just nuts. I mean, these people, again, can't bring themselves to talk about anything that will help anybody in this country, and that's where they're focusing their attention on. Look, President Biden made a decision that he would forego running for re-election. He is going to focus his attention on trying to unite this country, which is terribly divided right now, thanks in large part to Donald Trump, and he's going to try to get more stuff over the finish line, actually help improve the quality of life for people. They could either work with him to do that, or they don't have to. Right? Do whatever they want to do. But that's just a ridiculous request and demand. And it's embarrassing sometimes, some of the stuff that comes out of their mouths.
What would you say is your top agenda item for the next term?
Well, it's going to be a continuation of the things that I've been involved with throughout my career. I mean, I focusing in on ending hunger, getting people better access to nutrition, building on some of the recommendations that came out of the White House Congress on hunger, nutrition, and health that I helped organize and authorize. And so there's a lot of work to do there, helping my district, helping small businesses, helping our farmers, helping, our local leaders with infrastructure, with federal monies to help move our communities forward. I'm going to continue to fight for human rights in my capacity as the co-chair of the Human Rights Commission here in Congress. And I got a million other things that I want to do. But look, I show up every day to work, trying to help people I represent, and with special attention toward those, who don't have a particularly loud voice in the halls of Congress or in the state house. So, I love this job. I love helping people, and I want to continue that. And that's where my focus will be.
Wondering what you thought of the choice of the Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be the Republican vice presidential candidate.
I think he's been kind of a dud, to be honest with you. I mean, I haven't been very impressed with him. I watched some of his speech from one of his first rallies, and it just seemed kind of weird to me. But ideologically, he's probably the most extreme person Trump could have picked. I mean, he's publicly called for national abortion bans. He said some pretty outrageous stuff. I mean, again, he will probably fit in very well with Donald Trump. But I think his debut has been less than stellar. It's been kind of weird and strange to me.
We've been speaking with Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat from the 2nd District, in office since 1997. And when we come back the next time, let's pick up with the issue of abortion.